We all want to be somebody, though sometimes we forget that we're already somebody. And I think it took a long time for me to realize, you know, across taking on different jobs, going on, you know, my entire academic journey on my own at the age of 19 to roughly 23 or 24. And along the way, I've realized I've attached myself to, you know, the things that I do, the things that I've accomplished. And, you know, once that's taken away from you, you don't really know who you are anymore, because that part of the story is done. And then you're just left with this blank canvas that you don't know what to do with it. When really, if you really dig deep inside, like every great painter, like every great writer, like every great chef, they had a vision. And that vision was already implanted on that canvas. And I suppose what I'm trying to say is, whether you like it or not, you don't have to prove anything to anyone. Right? And I think that's just a hard reality to really sink in, you know. And I just really pondered about this as I was reading this really good book called A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. Ironically, has some really interesting parts of it and bits of it that really kind of resonated with me. And, you know, after like a whole like plethora of content that I put out, I realized that, you know, that I'm just trying to be someone out there, you know, and I've indirectly equated myself to the number of likes and comments and engagement that I get from each post. Although now it's not really great. I'm getting like 200 plus views, 250 if I'm lucky, and at most like 15 likes. But is that going to stop me? Not necessarily. So I guess I just have to frame it differently, you know? And I guess this is just an idea, you know? And I really hope that, you know, that one day I can just do that, you know? Just do, you know? Just do and just be without the need to, you know, conform to someone else's standards of what success looks like, what fame looks like, not necessarily fame, but like greatness or glory, if you will. You know, create your own glory. And I think what's interesting is that, you know, to most people, the sky is just the sky. But then when you're listening to some music, your favorite playlist in the background, you're just walking home from college or work and you've just accomplished like a long day and you were really happy that you were done. And you see this seagull flying in the sky and the sunset in the background while listening to that very groove that you've been listening to for the past few minutes after walking from work or school. And you think to yourself, wow, this is beautiful, you know? While other people are rushing off somewhere else, thinking about something else, you're just in the moment. So be in your moment, you know? And yeah, just remember, you're already someone. Cheers.